Welcome to eMemory 2019 fourth quarter webcast conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Hsu, President Dr. Rick Shin, Vice President of Business Development and Spokesman Mr. Michael Ho, Director Ling Chen, Director of Finance Department Ms. Teresa Kuo. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Hsu, and operation results will be reported by President Dr. Rick Shin. Following management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer session. Please feel free to submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.ememory.com.tw under the Investor Relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everyone that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IT business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as shown on page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to eMemory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Hsu. Dr. Hsu, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. We just released our January revenue, new high in terms of the U.S. dollar. This confirmed our growth momentum resume, and the multi-year growth cycle has begun, driven by new applications such as ISP, networking, multimedia, and DRAM. Our existing DDI and display driver and power management IC business also show strong growth as higher ASP such as OLED, increasing content such as digital power and market share gains. In addition, we begin to design various security IPs based on our NeoPUF for the application in IoT, AI, autonomous driving, blockchain, and 5G, which will soon become our next growth engine. Now I will invite our president, Rick Shin, to report our operation result of Q4 and the outlook for the future. At the end, we will address the concern of the coronavirus epidemic. Dr. Shin, please.
Good afternoon. Thank you for attending eMemory's 2019 fourth quarter investor conference call. In today's presentation, I would like to report our operation results of Q4 and the full year result of 2019, followed by the status update of our technologies and future outlook. First, I would like to report our 2019 Q4 results. Our Q4 revenue was $362 million, an increase of 7.5% sequentially, and a decrease of 11% year over year. The operating expenses of the Q4 was $202 million, up 2.5% sequentially, and down 9.1% year over year. Q4 operating income increased by 14.6% sequentially and decreased by 13.4% year over year. The operating margin of Q4 was 44.1% with EPS $1.74 and ROE at 30.2%. The full year revenue of 2019 was $1.41 billion, a decline of 4.5% year over year. The operating expenses decreased by 1.9%, while the operating margin decreased by 1.5%. EPS decreased by 10.2% to $7.3, and ROE down by 0.7 percentage point to 31.6%. In the following section, I will break down the revenue contribution by licensing and the royalty. Licensing from Q4 accounted for 32% of the revenue, up 11.8% sequentially, and down 7% year over year. Royalty contributed 68% of total revenue, increased by 5.6% sequentially, but decreased by 12.8% year over year. The full year revenue of 2019 declined 4.5% year over year, with both licensing and the royalty decreasing by 4.3% and 4.6% respectively. If we break down revenue by technologies, the results are as follows. Nubia was accounted for 27.5% of the total licensing revenue of the quarter, decreased by 12.1% compared to the previous quarter, but up 7.8% year over year. Its royalty accounted for 67.6% of total royalty, decreased 6.8% sequentially and 20.7% year over year. NeoFuse was accounted for 56.7% of total licensing revenue of the quarter, up 36.9% sequentially and 9.4% year over year. Its royalty increased by 49% sequentially and 15.8% year over year because of increasing production from advanced nodes. The royalty of NeoFuse contributed 28.4% of total royalty. Our new technology, NeoPUF, has not contributed to royalty yet, but has contributed 3% of total licensing revenue. With the ongoing engagement with leading customers, we expect more significant contribution from NeoPUF this year. For NeoEE and NeoMTP, licensing revenue decreased by 27.7% sequentially and 56.8% year over year. Royalty from MTP decreased by 28.4% sequentially, but decreased by 17.6% year over year. In the full year of 2019, NeoBit contributed 26.9% licensing and 75.4% royalty, and down 14.8% and 10% year over year. For NeoFuse, both licensing and royalty had an increase of 26.4% and 50.7% year over year. NeoEE and the NeoMTP's licensing and royalty decreased by 44% and 43.3%. This is because of the focus of MTP is in the collaboration with leading customers for automotive applications, and the engagement period is relatively long. In addition to that, our MTP team are working with partners on developing MRAM, ReRAM, and AI memory. If we break down royalty by 8-inch and 12-inch wafers, 8-inch wafers, which accounted for 70% of royalty, increased by 10.4% sequentially, but decreased by 9.3% year over year. Royalty from 12-inch wafers contributed 30% of royalty, decreased by 4.2% sequentially and 20% year over year. This sequential decline is due to DDI customers' inventory adjustment. For the full year of 2019, the contribution of royalty from 12-inch wafers was 30.7%, a decrease of 10.9% year over year. 8-inch wafers contributed to 69.3% of the royalty, down 1.5% year over year. There are a total of 98 product tapeouts in Q4 last year. We will provide more information in the management report later today. Next, I would like to address our future outlook. For licensing revenue, we expect new fields and a new path to continue growing due to increasing advanced technology platform and a more comprehensive path-related IP portfolios. For royalty revenues, royalty from DDI will increase due to higher penetration rate of OLED DDI by existing customers and new customers. PMIC will continue to grow as the content increase in 5G and the higher ASP is migrating into advanced process nodes. New applications like multimedia-related products such as DTV, set-up box, surveillance, ISP, and the DRAM will continue to grow our royalty revenue. For new application development, NeoPath was designed into leading customers' products for IoT applications. PathRT, the IP of NeoPath-based Root of Trust, was adopted by customers for AI application already. In addition to ISP, NeoFuse will also be used in CIS products to provide highly intelligent image recognition applications. Security platform with ARM already has customer adoption. Contribution from this development mentioned above will be seen this year. For new technology development, in addition to 5-nanometer technology platform, iRAN, ARM security IP cooperation, which we mentioned in previous quarter, we are developing 6-nanometer and 5-nanometer plus N5P technology with leading foundry partner. For security IP, after the completion of PATH TRNG, that is the NeoPath-based random number generator, and the PATH-RT, that is the NeoPath-based root of trust, we are working with foundry partners to develop NeoPath into embedded flash platform. In addition, NeoPath-based IoT security solution, security elements, and hardware security module IPs are under development. We are developing PATH-based hardware security open platform by integrating OTP, OTP PATH security function IPs, encryption algorithm IPs to provide total security solutions for AIoT and the 5G applications. Lastly, regarding the new coronavirus epidemic, we see very limited impacts on daily operation. All our employees are based in Taiwan, and our R&D cooperation with customers are through conference call, not impacted by travel restriction. This concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Shen. We now begin the question and answer session. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now, we are going to collect questions and will reply you in a minute. Please hold on. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. We're going to collect questions and will reply you in a minute. Please hold on. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. We are going to collect questions and will reply you in a minute. Please hold on. As there are no further questions, we now begin closing comments. Dr. Shi, please proceed.
Okay. As a company with a wide range of technology platforms, we are confident that our continuous development of technology platforms and innovations in silicon IP will continue to bring more values to customers and industries. Particularly in the 5G era, security becomes a must for many applications. We have expanded our OTP and the PUF to create new security IPs for securing the AIoT devices, which will become our new growth curve. Thus, we are very confident about our long-term growth. Thank you very much for coming to this quarter's investor conference. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. A webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.